Have you heard the one about the institution that refused open dialogue and forced a member to resign because he supported dialogue with those who disagreed with him? You may have something ecclesiastical in mind. However, there's a surprise in store.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this was your opening statement in a UK debate on the subject, should schools teach about creation in the science classroom?
John, the Director of Education of the UK's National Science Academy was put under pressure to resign simply because he suggested students should be allowed to engage teachers on the subject of creation.
But this conversation was deemed off limits.
Students ought to be encouraged to ask questions, even in the science classroom. But apparently those who want to ask if a cosmos needs a creator have to keep their mouth closed.
Like you, I'd like to see students have this conversation, but wouldn't the argument be God talk belongs in religious studies?
John, this is based on a false assumption. The science classroom is philosophically neutral. It's not. No classroom is. A worldview is wedded to every curriculum. And most science classrooms subtly embrace an overarching philosophy that rules out the supernatural, by definition. What follows is that the universe just popped into existence from nothing. But that's not a scientific statement, it's a philosophical presupposition. Every time a godless philosophy is taught in the science classroom, students have a right to hear the position that dominated the early history of science. It's still the majority belief in the world today. And it makes sense.
Yeah.
When it comes to the origin of the universe, something from someone is a lot more reasonable than something from nothing.
There's a web app you can use to listen to Reason Why on your mobile device. You'll find it at the website reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is ultimate truth for ordinary people.